Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is my last speech as a Southwark councillor, and it's been an absolute honour to serve with each and every one of you. Nowhere is this more true than on planning committee, and it's through the planning process that the future of Southwark is realised. Southwark has a robust series of planning affordable housing and conservation policies built up over decades to ensure the next generation lives in a borough as special and vibrant and different as the current generation gets to enjoy. A borough our grandchildren can afford to live in. It has been a tragedy that in application after application, these policies have been ripped up in favour of a build-at-any-cost strategy. There has been a malaise in this borough's planning and regeneration policies, a refusal to stand up against big developments, taking money they receive from developments in the north of the borough to spend in the south. Developments on Melia Street and Borough High Street have been bulldozed through in the face of policy and residents. By ignoring the things that make Southwark special, they're strangling the goose that lays the golden egg in terms of jobs and growth, choosing instead to asset strip every last piece of land. But any conversation about the future of Southwark would not be complete without talking about the elephant and castle in the room. An agreement which handed Europe's largest development site to their big corporate friends with too few questions asked. An agreement which delivers a level of housing at council rents at a pathetic 6%, with just 3% in the first phase. They should never have signed that deal. Councillor Edwards calls it dither and delay. I call it fools rushing in. That has resulted in the greatest theft from the taxpayers of Southwark that this borough has ever known. The Liberal Democrats must win the council elections in May to clear up the terrible mess Labour has left.